Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Oh, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, continuing to do Q&A vicariously or virtually around the many questions, concerns, and even confusion around ways of working, how to work as a team, how to optimize your team, and a default around that topic is the topic of Agile, Agile Scrum, Agile Kanban, Agile Safe. But it's even bigger than that. And you all who have been listening and following know that I always blend the conversation around hard skills and soft skills. The actual implementation of the various Agile frameworks, but also just some of the interpersonal skills, the mindset, which is what I call the soft skills, that each and every team member has to work on and make effort and be intentional in order to have a successful team. I quite honestly, and this may blow some people away, I quite honestly think that I could implement a successful waterfall team if the team members had the right soft skills. And so with that said, that's why people may wonder, you know, there's a lot of information out there about Agile, Scrum, Kanban, you know, transformations. You can read Google or YouTube just about anywhere. And there's plenty of books as well. There's plenty of classes and certifications. But still, people struggle, and they reach out and they hire coaches and bring in coaches. And a lot of people may wonder, well, why is that? And the immediate thing to do is to think that, well, Agile must be hard to implement. Agile is hard, or Agile just doesn't work. And I can see where people come to that conclusion. But what I will say is that Agile in itself, conceptually, is easy. And it's not where the Agile itself is broken or has flaws. It's when you factor in people, their personalities, their habits, their thought process, their previous experiences, and their prejudice. Their prejudice against, and when I bring up the word prejudice, people get a little concern. But I've even seen where you're prejudiced against different roles on the team, how the developers feel about the product or the business, or how the engineers and developers feel about testing, how testing feels about the engineering and vice versa. And then, you know, all those different permutations, you know, one team or one person or even one organization doesn't believe in Scrum Masters. I've heard probably just about all of those different permutations of how people prejudge or have one bad experience, and they put everyone with that title in that same box. And even as far as I've seen it come from leadership down, that they forbid certain components of Scrum because they don't believe in it. And what they won't take into consideration is maybe the environment they came from, it wasn't effective, necessary, or may not even have any value. And I might even agree with them under those circumstances. But you're in a new organization and you're bringing all of that prejudice or prejudging to the new organization. So most of the time when I'm working with a team, I have to take into consideration when I look at the as is, it's not just the process and how they've implemented Agile, but it's where is their mindset and what is the background and the history? What are the walls that they've put up? You know, they're just mental impediments and blockers that won't allow them to hear or be open to what I'm bringing, what I'm suggesting, or what even other people have suggested. And so, again, I stand by the fact that Agile, it's overall simplistic, whether you talk about Scrum or whether you talk about Kanban, but you layer in people and their personalities and just overall a immediate resistance to change. The one thing that I think with Agile specifically is that on the surface, because it seems very easy, it seems very DIY, where you can do it yourself, do it yourself. And so many organizations have, you know, taken a book, had someone take a class, have someone get a Scrum Master certification, bring them in and say, okay, implement Agile. And with that said, you know, they are able to, maybe if you look on paper, say, yes, we're now Agile. We are now practicing, we're going through the motions. And by and large, those of you who have been exposed to Agile for any length of time know the concept of there's a difference between doing Agile and being Agile. And my deciding factor where I see teams being Agile is when it's clicked in and you can see the mindset around Agile. So when there is conversations, when there are, you know, you're evaluating, should we do this or should we not? Even when there's disconnect, you use the common denominators of the values, the manifesto, and what the intention is behind Agile. And you're able to find common ground. You're able to even, if there's a disconnect, self-heal. And that's when I see the maturity in the team. And so this is not to indict and say that anyone is doing Agile right and wrong. But are you maturing? Are you continuously improving? Are you evolving? Is there growth? And this is where sometimes you've got to bring in an outside person. Not long term, but just long enough to have the to be exposed and to open you up and even to hold up a mirror so that you can reevaluate and determine, are we just stuck in the first way we implemented Agile and never have adjusted or mature? And is now the time to reevaluate that? To re-baseline, to reset, just re-energize. Maybe we're doing a quite efficient job, but let's take it to the next level. So take that in consideration as we wind down this new year and take into consideration doing some resets, some refreshes. And let me know if there's any way I can help you. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and thank you for listening. Bye for now.